The following episode may contain sensitive content. Listener discretion is advised.
And welcome
to
This Is The Show Must Go On.
The best show ever. And I'm Tracy.
That's true. And I'm Nikki. And we're here to judge, per usual. How was your past weekend, Trace? Do you have a chill weekend?
Yeah, I didn't really do anything. Because, listen, any of you that have done it, doing the, like, quick weekend, especially, like, at Disney, and, like, in the hot weather,
more tired.
It really zaps a lot out of you, and I'm not a spring chicken anymore. So it's like, I know it's so sad, but it's like the older you get, it's like the less energy you have. So just doing those things, just so I sort of recouped. So I didn't really do too much.
Yeah,
I'm boring.
That's a nice, like, how do you say when you're resetting, like a nice reset, because when we come back we go like straight to work again. And you're not really resetting until you have like a full day off and you're like, okay, I get to relax right now, reset my whole life, do laundry, you know, shit like that, make my bed.
still adulting.
But when you don't, for me, like, it makes such a change when you actually do those little things to your routine. And when you're out and you get home and you're tired from, like, that long weekend, you don't have time to do that. You don't have time. So you need, like, a whole day to reset and get back to it. I've been, like, one of those people that has been thinking that from now on when I take vacation, it has to be, like, I have to come back either early the day before I start work or the day before.
1,000%.
Just to have that one day to, like, get my shit together, you know? Yeah. To organize my thoughts.
Yeah. Just sort of collect yourself before you're back into your routine and the chaos. Like, you just have to, like, reset. Oh, it's like resetting because you were just, like, relax vacation mode. And then you need that little time in between to be like, okay, now I gotta get back to the usual shit.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. It's, we're at that age, man. There's no, like, going back to things anymore. It's, everything has to be convenient, comfortable, and relaxing. Except horror nights.
Oh, God. I'm shitting my pants already.
So, for the listeners, we're going to go to horror nights in a few weeks.
Oh, my God.
In October.
I just got heart palpitations.
And Tracy hates it. I mean, she doesn't hate it. She dislikes the feeling of being scared. And listen, I fucking hate that feeling. I hate it so much. But the funny part of it is stronger for me than the scary part. Seeing people getting scared is one of the funniest shit, for like top 10 funniest things that I could see in my life is people being scared. And I think I'm so focused on that when I, like, go, you know, to these events.
Fair. I'm that person that you're laughing at getting scared.
I know. Like, I'm laughing at people like Giovanni, who you would think could protect you, but he can't, you know.
He's hiding behind you.
There's he's hiding behind me like a girl, you know. Yeah. He will not protect us at all.
No. It'll be fun, but yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm scared. It's
going to be so much fun. I fucking bet. I mean, imagine Quiet Place.
Insidious.
Insidious. Ooh, I got to watch all of them before. There's so many.
The houses look fun.
We do have fast passes, so we'll probably do all of them.
Yeah. We're also at the age where I have no patience to wait in a really long ass line.
Mm-mm. Not at all. No. I don't either.
Yeah. I pay for convenience at this point. Like, I'm glad that I have that disposable income. But because I do, I will pay for the convenience. Because it's like, how much time you waste. Like, I mean, I know you're together with your friends, and so it's not like a waste. But when you feel like you could be doing other things. Because there is a lot to do and
time,
to see.
Time is the most valuable thing.
Absolutely. And we don't want to be there until 2 a.m.
Oh, God, no. Oh, no. Yeah. No. I want to go home at a reasonable time. So I can go to bed at a reasonable time. Right,
because we're getting up and we have plans for the next day. We got to feel refreshed, so.
Exactly. We got to reset that now.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to ask you if you watched anything over the weekend since you were at home relaxing.
I think I had mentioned that I was watching Psych. It's like an older show.
Oh, right.
Well, yes. I finally, I finished it because there were 8 seasons. So I finally finished it, and now I'm watching movies. They made like 3 movies, so I'm on the second one right now.
Of Psych?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know they did that. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think it's a fun show. I think it was really funny. I really liked it a lot. And I'm shocked that I didn't watch it when it was on. But
I think I watched like maybe a few episodes of season 1 and that was it. But that was so many years ago.
Yeah, it started in like 2006. Like around there. Yeah, like it was like the early aughts.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. So it was great. What about you? You're watching something. You're good about that.
Yes. So I've been watching The Perfect Couple. It came out, I think, last week on Netflix. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say anything because we will discuss it. But I enjoy it.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. But I have been watching... I was going to tell you about this. I don't know if I told you last week or maybe it was this weekend that I watched it. I can't fucking remember. Rebel Rich on Netflix. Is it Netflix? I think so. Or is it HBO?
All these platforms.
It's an action movie. They're all blending in my head.
Same, don't worry.
But Rebel Rich is an action movie and it's so fucking good. And it's this black actor, and I can't fucking remember his name, but I watched it. It had really good ratings. Maybe we can, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe we can discuss that with Lisa. Yeah, it is on Netflix, and his name is Aaron Pierre. Do you know who he is?
Sometimes I need to see a face, or if you can tell me anything.
Super handsome.
Anything else he's been in?
He's going to be the voice of Mufasa in The Lion King.
Oh, by the way, RIP, James Earl Jones.
Oh, my God. Legend. Yes, yeah. My heart. Mm-hmm. He's done many things. Oh. Brother Blade. He did Blade for Marvel.
Like the original with Wesley Snipes.
Let's see.
Because they're redoing it.
No, the one that was done before. Okay. Oh, no. It's the new one. The one that they're redoing, 2025. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's really talented. That's a must watch. It's a must watch. And I think it was like number one on Netflix.
Oh.
When we started watching it, it was like, you know how they put like top 10 this week?
Yeah, like the movies and TV shows.
That was that was number one. So definitely recommend.
Okay.
I think that's actually a really good movie to discuss with Lisa. So maybe in a couple of episodes we'll bring it up. And this is like low-key a guilty pleasure. I've been watching A Side of
Dance. I was saying.
I'm still watching that. But I started watching The Secret Life of Mormon Wives. You are watching it too.
No. I did watch a little bit of Sister Wives when it was on, like the first couple seasons.
What a well, shit so show. Let me tell you real quick about this one. So I know about the creator of Mom Talk, which was Taylor. I know about this because I remember the chaos that happened around like 2 years ago that she went live and she said that some of her couple friends, they were all swingers, oh. all of them, mm-hmm. including her and her husband at the time. And yeah, that... From that on, you know, I think when all that drama happened, they got reached out by Hulu. Mm. Like, let's do a show. And that's how it happened. But let me tell you, it's so good.
Crazy.
Also because I just can't believe their religion. It's so... I don't think God wants you to be that limited, you know?
It's crazy to me. Like, you can't even have coffee.
One of them says, like, that their religion is, like, they just want to show a higher way of living, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, they're a higher standard, the way that they're living. And it's like, who are you to determine that?
Right.
You know? Yeah. So it's just really interesting to me and to see, because the difference is, like, all these girls are fucking crazy. I mean, I don't know if you remember in school, we had this one girl that she was Mormon, and that girl, she was in, like, my dance levels, mm-hmm. But she was nuts. She was boy crazy. And I was like, no wonder.
I mean, yeah, it's like when you're in high school and your parents tell you that you mm-hmm. can't date, you can't drink, you can't do this. You can't. Of course you're going to like sneak out of the house. You're going to go smoke a joint. You're gonna, you know, because it's like mm-hmm. taboo. You're told that you can't do something, yep. so you want to do it more.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's really good. It's a good, like, I don't want to use my brain show.
I do like those.
One of those.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I need to just, like, isolate mm-hmm. completely in my mind. Right. So I really, really like it. And it's really interesting, you know, to hear all the rules. I'm like, oh my God, that's so many things to follow.
Right.
Like, no. I can't. But yeah, those are the things wow. that I've been watching.
Okay.
There's so many trailers that have come out. Oh, we had man. Like the monstrous one. Mm. They keep showing like new trailers, but like extended.
Right.
I think there's a new one from Wicked. There's so many. There's so many.
We're gearing up.
And I think we've already talked about them, you right. know?
Yeah. Because it's award season already. Like, the mm-hmm. Emmys are going to be this Sunday. So when this episode comes out, it'll already have happened. But for us...
Yeah.
It'll be on Sunday. So it's like that. And then, yeah. I mean, you get the Golden Globes and then the Oscars mm-hmm. and all that stuff. So it's like all these really juicy, good movies are going to be coming out. So very exciting.
Oh, yeah. And then most of the shows that are nominated for the Emmys, we've covered.
So exciting. Look at us.
So it's so exciting. So I think everyone should go ahead and listen to those episodes. There's Shogun. There is, we've never covered the morning show, but it's like they haven't had a new season since we started this show.
Right.
But most of the actors are in it. Palm Royale, I still can't get over the fact that that got nominated.
Yeah, yeah.
But The Bear is definitely nominated, and we know The Bear. Abbott Elementary, mm-hmm. Only Murders in the Building. All those good shows that we like. Yeah. So, yeah, make sure you listen to all those episodes before Sunday.
Yeah. That's your homework, everyone.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that's what you want, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, we left off last week on the episode 3 of, oh man, Chimp Crazy, which is one of those shows that it really reminds me of our reaction when we watch A Man with a Thousand Kids.
Yeah.
I just still can't get over. Like, how did these people exist?
Right. It just evokes emotions that I think are mostly negative.
Yeah, like disappointment, they're not
anger.
Good.
Just bafflement.
All of it.
Yeah.
It's so bad. Oh my gosh. Guys, what is wrong with you?
You, just like the universal world, you.
Like, what's going on? We need to fix this. So we finished that episode on, you know, Tanya getting basically caught about, you know, lying about Tonka and Tonka's whereabouts, and, you know, the PETA trying to get Tonka. Now that was the final, like, kind of like the final scene of like episode 3, and like we were like, okay, what's gonna happen next, you know? Which is so funny because all they needed was evidence of that, the chimpanzee being alive, and he was. And then there was evidence because she said it over a phone call. She said it in front of the crew. And I gotta say, how naive can you be to think you can do that in front of the camera? And what?
Like, did she get that comfortable? That's what I'm wondering.
But
like,
also,
why else
this
would you
is
slip?
Why I'm saying, like, I don't think these people have access to a lot of information or choose not to have access to information, because even if you are a person that is not smart nor intelligent enough, if you're hiding something like that, you cannot tell anyone, especially not a camera crew. Like, what?
I know. The documenting, like, every single move, everything that you say, and you're just going to be like, yeah, he's in my basement. I'm going to go get him some McDonald's.
So it was so interesting to see, like, once they got him, you know, mm-hmm. and they were saying all these things. He didn't have any heart failure, which is so fucking nuts. And the fact that she was like, no, I wasn't going to kill him. And I'm like, I think you were.
Yeah.
You know what's so upsetting? That she never took Tonka out.
Right.
He was there. And I don't know if you remember in the last episode, her saying something like, I just need a cage to put him in. She said something like that. And I'm like, that is not a way of living for a wild animal.
Right.
You can just have a cage for them.
What did she say? Because she was like, well, I'll just take him and, like, we'll go on the run.
Again. Yeah, to Mexico. Yeah, I'll just need some Mexican workers and a cage. That's it.
Yikes.
Those were her words, and I was like, the audacity to think in your head that what you're doing is right.
Yeah. Well, like you said, it's just so selfish.
It's so selfish. It's like you're not thinking about the wild animal. You're thinking about yourself and your needs. And whatever hole that you need to heal, that you need to fill, you know, with this chimpanzee.
Right.
Which, by the way, I think it's also so fucking weird, you know? Because I don't think they're like one of those like service animals either.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
They're just there for their entertainment.
Not, so.
It's because like they are so close to humans that they think it's so cute where it's like, oh, do this thing. And they're like, wow. Oh, hee hee hee.
Hee 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 is right.
What Tanya called them like a human Z or something, like a human chimpanzee, like hybrid. That's what she called Tonka, because it was like he. I mean, since he was a little baby, raised around people, started really young in film and television, you know, commercials. So it was like he was used to being around a lot of people and working and doing entertainment things. So she saw him as being human-like, but they're not.
It's an animal. There's no way, lady, that he is going to be a human. No. Like, no, you're being a selfish asshole. Let go of the animal. And the fact that she lied about his health condition, it just breaks my heart. Because listen, if she could have gotten away with it, she probably would have killed him just for her not to get any charges.
Yeah,
because she has to pay a lot of money now.
Yes, I think it's like $224,000,
and she says she has to have the money, but then she has this fucking zoo with all this land.
Right. Well, because she claims that any money that she does have or had is being poured into the zoo. But she's like selling animals and like breeding animals, probably. Right. So I'm like, you have to be making money that way. Because one episode they mentioned that it was like $30,000,
mm-hmm,
for a monkey. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
It's a lot of money.
That's a lot of fucking money.
Maybe we should get into it. Yeah.
Selling them.
Yeah, maybe we should get into, like, dealers, chimpanzee dealers, you know, get that money.
Is it bad? I'd rather sell drugs.
No, I get it. Also, they're wild animals. Oh, no. Like, I'm so scared of them. I respect wildlife, including right. the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have so much respect for all those things. I don't do stupid shit because I know how dangerous it can be,
right.
you know? Yeah. So I wanted to bring up this other lady, the one, I think she lives here in Florida, that they've always had chimpanzees and circus, mm-hmm. and not saying that what she was doing was right, mm-hmm. but she is an animal trainer. These chimpanzees were trained and they were not in a cage.
Right. She had them on a leash. So
she had them on a leash out in, not saying that that's right,
right
at all,
but at least this way.
But she's also a trainer.
Right.
She trained them,
yeah.
you know, and you can tell that her chimpanzees in size are not overfed either. She keeps them active, you know, she
good diet.
She knows what she's doing. So the diet, the physical activity,
right.
there's more animals for them to, you know, have community.
Mm-hmm.
But Tonka didn't have any of that. And when I saw him in the sanctuary,
that broke my heart. He looked really sad when he, like, came out of his little enclosure. He climbed down and was just sitting there and then just was like, meh, and climbed back up. It's like,
I mean, he has 30 more years to live,
yeah.
so he'll be okay. But he was so used to, like, that, you know, first, no interaction
yeah.
with any other chimpanzees ever.
Right. Yeah.
And then an interaction with one human being through a cage.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he just needed to get comfortable, because then you see him in like the big part, and I didn't know it was that pretty, you know, how open it was for them, and, you know, they can live freely, and, you know, maybe we can protect them from extinction or whatever, but it's where they're meant to be.
Yeah.
You know, not being breastfed by a human.
Hashtag never forget.
We will never forget that.
No, we couldn't get past this episode without bringing that up.
Oh, God. And it was Connie. I looked it up. I was like, who was it? It was Connie that did that. Nasty. Nasty, nasty, nasty. Yeah, so I wanted to, like, before we go into it, I wanted to, before we go to the best part for me. Okay. The karma part.
Yes, I know.
We'll go into it later. Okay. But I wanted to talk about the lady that had that animal, that her chimpanzee died.
Chance.
I think it was a heart attack or like aneurysm.
I don't recall her saying what it was.
But he was only 16 years old.
Yes. Yeah, he was like 15 or 16.
A baby.
Which is very young. So, like, it just, I think, also further proves why they shouldn't be kept in someone's personal home. Like, their life is cut 100%. So short.
I agree. And it's, like, they did say it was, like, kind of like an aneurysm or, like, something, like, heart-related or, you know, something not a big deal, you know, like a health thing. But it was, like, so sudden because he was fine climbing and then,
boom, yeah, she done. Said he just fell. I was like, oh.
But seeing her heartbreak broke me because it's just so different because we never saw Tanya like that, you know? Even when Tonka was taken away from her. Like, we didn't see that heartbreak.
And if we did, it didn't feel sincere.
Exactly. Because with this lady, you could tell, and people coming, you know, to be like, hey, you know, we're here for you. But the way she was speaking about Chance and, you know, the way she was expressing herself, my heart was broken for her completely, you know, and the fact that obviously he was so freaking young, you know.
Well, maybe like it was a different bond because, like you said, she's training them, they're out of the cage, like there's more physical contact with the chimp, I think that probably
and
makes
they,
a difference.
And they're like socializing. I don't know if you saw that. They socialize, I think, with other ones, with other chimpanzees. Mm-hmm. And then they go to sleep in a different place.
Right.
And they don't sleep with the trainers. Like, all those things, like, again, not saying that she's right. Like, there's no, you should never keep a fucking wild animal. No, it's so selfish. Right. But if you are doing it, you should have boundaries. Mm-hmm. You know, and these animals should have something that is for them.
Right. Because that's the thing. Like, if you really love them and care about them, you have to think about them.
Set them free.
You know, like, you can't be like, oh, well, I love them so much that I'm just going to do what I want without them in mind.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we see Tanya meeting the actual director, which honestly I thought she was gonna say no, but then I remember how narcissistic she is, and I was like, maybe she'll be like, no, I got this, you know, bring him in.
Yeah, well, because she did say that she was like, if you can't beat him, join him.
But then she also said something about, like, her story. And I'm like, we saw it.
Yeah. Right. And also, isn't it more like...
We don't feel bad for you.
Tonka and the chimps. Like, shouldn't it be about them anyway? Like,
okay. She's like, I just want to tell my story. And I'm like... But we just saw it. Like, yeah. what you showed us was how you kept an animal in captivity. And then you lied about kidnapping the animal.
Yeah.
Tell me what else do we need to know about who you are, because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Crazy chimp. Chimp crazy.
Yeah. Just all of it. Crazy, crazy. Yeah. I don't know.
So she meets him and she's like, oh, yeah. I know who you are. And he's like, I'm so glad you agreed to meet me. And then he asks her, like, hey, why did you agree to do this? And she says something about, like, joining them. And then she's like, I also want to tell my story. And he's like, sure. Because I guess what they got wasn't her story. But then we get kind of like a resolution. Is it a few months later?
Or
a few weeks later,
yeah,
that the proxy gets the call or the director gets the call, and she's like, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, she says, I fucked up. And he was like, what happened? And
then what happens?
And mm-hmm. then they have her come in to be interviewed, and you see that she's like bandaged up, like her wrist, and...
My
when
God.
when she says,
her hand.
Can you see my ear with my hair? And they were like, no, we can't see it. You're fine. And she was like, okay. And she'd like kind of moved her hair a little bit, and it was like all bandaged, like right around here.
But then they show that image of how her ear was.
Then basically they explain that she went to visit a friend, and he had a chimpanzee. It was a male chimp. And she went into the cage... And the chimpanzee mauled her. It attacked her. And she said it took, like, a chunk out of her leg. It dislocated her shoulder.
Her shoulder. Because
it pulled her arm, yes. And I think she, like, moved away from him. So it dislocated her shoulder. Mm-hmm. And then took the chunk out of her ear. And, yeah, they showed her ear. And it's, like, the whole top part of it gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What really blew my mind, though, is
what she said after.
Yeah, when they were like, so after all this has happened, like, would you want to change anything? And she was like, well, if you asked me, you know, not to keep a capuchin or a gorilla or a orangutan or a chimpanzee, no, I wouldn't do anything differently. Like, I would still keep it the same. Bitch, you losing almost your
Have
whole
you
ear?
Nothing.
No. Oh, my.
Maybe they just need to kill her, the animals. And maybe she'll come back as a ghost. And they'll ask her when she's a ghost. And that's when she'll be like, yeah, I don't think I should do that anymore.
I don't think, like, she'd learn.
No.
I don't.
It's also The fact that she comes back, it's also like this specific type of person, because, first of all, I wouldn't even call the director. I would be so embarrassed about my actions. And I would go into hiding for years, and I would never touch a wild animal in my life.
Yeah.
And then when I make peace with myself about my selfish actions, I'd be like, hey, let me tell you about this.
Yeah.
And I'm never doing it again, you know?
How scary, how frightening. And she, if anything, she blamed herself. She was like, I should have known better. Well, then also, like, if you...
I mean, yes, you should have known better. You know all these cases.
Yeah.
And then, wait, we didn't talk about this, but PETA offers her to ever to either pay or never own an animal, basically. Because they said, not even dogs and cats, baby. Nothing. Right. Not even domestic animals.
Right. And she's like...
And she chooses to pay.
Yeah, she's like, now I'm pissed.
With half ear missing. Now she's mad.
Yeah. Like, she's like limping, all bandaged up. And she's like, I'm so mad they won't let me breed animals and keep them.
Oh my God. Lady. Man. Have you learned nothing?
Go to school. Be an esthetician. Learn how to do lip fillers.
They'll put a lip filler right there on her ear.
I'm sure she's to fill it probably up. Done it at this point.
I think at some point she said that she had to like go get her the piece of the ear.
Yes.
When the thing was happening.
Yeah.
When the attack was happening.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's like there was like not even like a grieving process for Tonka. Like, you don't have Tonka anymore. And you're just ready to get in with another chimpanzee.
Right.
You know? Because you're that selfish. If I was like one of her kids, I would be like, change my last name. I don't know this lady. Yeah. She's fucking nuts.
Yeah, I know.
The way she talks about them. She's like, I care more about them than my own kids.
Yeah. And it's sad because
they're loyal.
Right. And she's like, oh, yeah, like, they know that that's how I feel. But yeah, but that doesn't make it right. Mm-hmm. Or any less hurtful. Like,
exactly.
Can you not sympathize or empathize? Put yourself in their shoes. You know? Mm-hmm. Or, like, what if your son was like, I love chimpanzees more than I would ever love my mother? Whatever, you know, like,
wow,
I think that would hurt. I don't know,
it's
delusional.
Like, all the things that she did would like show a lot about her character, where her character was like opposite of what she would say always, you know. Mm-hmm. She was like, oh, I just care about Tonka so much, and it's like, oh, actually, I kidnapped him and he's in a cage downstairs. It's like, you don't care about him at all. Because if you did, you would have given him away already. Mm-hmm. You would have put him in a sanctuary where he belongs.
And then she probably could visit him. That's the thing. Like, if she had done the right thing from the beginning.
But she let it go that far.
And now, mm-hmm. like, there's no way. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. you know, she's like, I have to come to terms with, I'll probably never see him again. Well, yeah, you fucked up your chances. Did that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They don't trust you.
They really don't. I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
Like, you're going to steal all of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She'll come in with a truck, with a U-Haul. She'll put them all in. Yep. She'd say, come on, my babies.
Yeah, come on, kids.
My kids.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so I feel like that ending gave me kind of peace. Of, you know, like, her going through what she went through. Because I also feel like they, like, the owners of the chimpanzees never got that pain. You know, like, it was always, like, to someone that they loved that the animal would hurt.
Right.
But now she got a little bit of it. So, I don't know, maybe she'll grow, like, a conscious in the next few months and think to herself, this is not a good idea.
I mean, I think a normal person would react that way, but unfortunately I don't think Tonya is a normal person in that sense. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. So I just don't think anything for her is going to change. Which is really sad.
Unless she gets, like, really sick or something. She can't take care of them anymore.
Yeah.
But, wait, I was going to tell you something. Did you have any interesting facts?
I have some things.
Oh, like updated stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
Because
I didn't even want to look up anything because I was like, Tracy might have some stuff.
Good. Yeah, because there was an interview in Rolling Stone.
Right, they did talk about
that. They had done, but they must have done a follow-up one because it was just released a couple days ago. So it was about, like, it's with Tanya, and it's about the documentary mm-hmm. and, like, everything that's happened from it. So...
Did she see it?
She did watch the documentary. So I'll tell you. But, so first things first, PETA has filed a fresh motion for a judge to consider bringing perjury and obstruction charges against Tanya, citing specific scenes where Tanya openly lied to the court about Tonka, and she can face up to 5 years in prison if charged and convicted. So I know, like, last week we had sort of talked about what we thought might happen, and I did say I think that she might get prison time. So that is still on the table. So, as we know, the court does not move swiftly. So something like this could take years.
Well, not in 10 years.
Yeah, no, but really.
Yeah.
It's probably going to take a while, but we'll see. So, yes, Tanya watched the whole documentary, and because of it, she stayed away from social media because she says that people have been brutal, which like, well, yeah.
I didn't even think of looking her up. I should have on Instagram.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine with all those selfies?
Oh. Uh-huh. And with, like, a kaput. Honky.
Uh-huh.
I thought this was kind of funny. She also said that she hasn't been back to the lip filler technician who is wearing the backward baseball cap. But I'm sure she found someone else.
Yeah, because you see him and you're like, is he a specialist?
Is he certified to do that? Yeah. I'm sure she found someone else, though. Good for her.
Okay.
Okay, Tanya says she would love to make new legislation happen so that Eric Good can never ever destroy somebody else's life again without their knowledge. So yeah, she's playing a little bit of the victim in this, which is so funny.
Yeah,
so
it's like, girl,
you're not. It's supposed to be about the chimps. So again, she's hasn't learned anything. And according to Tanya, the reason she continued to film after she learned that Dwayne was working with Eric Good and snitched on her to PETA was because they had promised to get Tanya a visit with her boy, Tonka, and and that they would offset some of the legal fees. So, I don't know if that's true or not. This is all her account, so
yeah. I wonder, this is a random question, maybe, you know, when these documentaries happen, do you think they get paid? Do you think Tanya got paid?
That's a really good question. I'm not sure how that works.
Like, how does that work? Yeah.
I don't know, especially because it's like, I mean, it's HBO.
So yeah, like, that's why I'm at. And he's a well-known...
documentarian.
You know.
I feel like, yes. Right?
Okay.
Like, for an interview, like...
Yeah,
I would think so. Maybe it's not like a lot, but I would think for their time and everything. But again,
yeah, because it is a lot of time. So many interviews, showing around.
Right.
Yeah,
so I say yes, but I really don't know. Tanya states that a lot of the documentary was spliced together to fit their narrative. So, Eric's.
Of course she's saying that.
Right. For example, the Zoom call. When she's like crying and everything. Well, she said that PETA's attorney, Jared Goodman, had beat me up verbally. So he was going in on her. And they didn't show.
That was the fake
cry. And they did, because they didn't show that. And she was already really upset. And she had been crying already. So it's like when that part happened about, oh, Tonka's dead. And like crying.
Her switch up after the crying.
I know.
When she was like, this guy is such a stupid asshole.
We won.
No tears. Yeah.
No, I know. So that's why it's like, what do you believe? Like, is she really telling the truth? Is she not? Mm-hmm. Is she embellishing? It's hard to say.
Who knows?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I was interested, just like a sidebar, the lifespan of a chimpanzee. I was curious. So, I looked it up. There were kind of varying accounts, but I guess the average. So in the wild, it said anywhere between like 38 to 40 years, but of course it can be more. And then in captivity, the average for a male chimpanzee was 32, a female was 39. And then I looked it up, and the oldest chimpanzee, and they are currently living right now, his name is it's J-O-A-O. It's a lot of vowels, so.
Oh, João. João is Portuguese.
Beautiful. He's 81.
Yes. Is he in Brazil or in Portugal?
South Africa. So that's why I was
like, okay.
But 81 years João. Old.
Yeah. Yeah. I looked it up, too, and we thought it was like 70 or something like
right.
that. Right. You know, we didn't.
Which is why I think it's more devastating when it's like Chance is dying at 15. Oh, my God. And then like at the end when they had the like in memoriam and it was those chimpanzees that they had talked about and it was like 17, 15.
So many.
But, like so young. Mm-hmm. And I know some of them it was like they had attacked their owner, so they were shot. But then the other half, it was like natural causes. But they're so young. So like you tell me, the and math also, ain't like, mathing.
If you're keeping it in captivity the way Tanya was, that she was overfeeding Tonka the whole time. You know, when they got Tonka, apparently he was overweight.
Right. And she said
she was giving him Happy Meals and Gatorade.
See, and that's the thing is that she was like, oh, well, they just fit it together, you know, to like make me look bad because I was feeding him fruits and vegetables. And the one time then I got him a Happy Meal.
There wasn't one time. It was many times. And it wasn't one Happy Meal.
Right.
The Gatorades with sugar. It wasn't even Gatorade Zero.
That is insane. And also, it's like, why are you giving a chimpanzee an energy drink with, like, electrolytes in it when they're in a cage?
She treats them like they're human in captivity.
But, I mean, they're not, like, playing a game of basketball. Although,
I know, is that I movie? Have the same questions.
Has that movie been made?
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think about it, and I had the exact same thought. I was like, you're giving him these sports drinks, and you keep them there. And then you're like, let's play hide and seek. And it's like side to side.
Right.
Side shuffles.
Yeah. I think she misses the point of what hide and seek is. Like, you have to have somewhere to hide.
And then, when they picked up Tonka, and it was so dark down there that they couldn't examine him there. They had to take him out.
Oh, yeah. Poor baby.
I was saying the conditions that she had that baby in there for, like, I can't.
I know.
It's so heartbreaking. It's so selfish.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, he's hopefully happy. He's in the wildlife reserve. There's like 200 primates there, which is great. Yeah, I didn't know that they're endangered. Oh, it looks gorgeous.
They are endangered. Well, that's true.
Hopefully they can naturally breed and get some little baby chimps.
True. And on Rotten Tomatoes, it got a 95%.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't have an audience score yet because it's so new. Mm-hmm. But 95, it's exactly what it needed to get. It's a really good documentary. If you're curious to see human breastfeeding a chimpanzee, you can definitely watch it.
I mean, thank God they didn't show it, because I think I would have, been traumatized.
That would have been the moment that I turn off the TV.
I can handle a lot.
To see the person, exactly.
Not that, though.
We can handle a lot, but that's where we cross the line.
Yeah.
But just, to see the person, to, hear the person and see them, the person that chose to do that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And to hear the interviews of her husband and her kid.
Right.
And that was basically their life. It's just really, really interesting. And, bringing awareness about all these animals. Because these are the ones that we know.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say it was definitely eye-opening. Because, with Tiger King, it was like, I can't believe how many people fucking own tigers. This is insane.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, this is a business. This is a trade. Wild animals. So it's like chimps and these other monkeys are part of it too. And
yes.
I just forget about these things because it's like you and I, we're not going to do something like that. So I think it's like out of sight, out of mind.
Exactly.
We're not part of that world. So you don't think about
it. It's like when we think everyone thinks the same.
Yeah.
But not really.
I know. That's the...
Sadly.
Yeah.
We live in our little bubble.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was definitely eye-opening. And I do appreciate that they talked about those other cases.
100%. And I wanted more. I wanted to know, how long did they keep this animal? What happened? Give me all the points of views. And I wanted to know even more. I just got to look it up because I'm sure it's all online.
Right.
But lesson learned, listeners, do not keep wild animals in captivity. They're not meant to live like that at all. At all.
Yeah. I mean.
Also, what's wrong with you if you do that? What's wrong?
Right.
What are you to think to yourself internally? What am I trying to feel? What is it that I'm feeling in my heart that I need to bring this animal in?
Mm-hmm.
Because it must be something. I want to know what happened to Tanya when she was little.
I know. That's what I kept thinking.
Why are you like that?
Right. Because she had all
these people,
foster kids, too. It's like, why couldn't she just have stuck with that? That's legal. And you get
foster kids.
Paid as a foster parent. So.
Mm-hmm. Parent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just question marks. Still
so many
but
if you know any of these questions that we have, please write in.
Give me answers.
And comment, like a review as well, subscribe, follow, all the fun stuff. And I think that's it for today. It's a shorter episode for the first time in forever. But we wanted to make sure we gave enough time to this documentary. And next week we'll have something else for you guys.
Yeah. Ooh-wee.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks you.
Thanks you.
Yo, this whole episode, I've been tripping over my words. I'm going to be honest. I took my mom to the airport this morning. So I got up at 3:30 a.m.
Oh my gosh.
And
are you okay?
I had only had, I couldn't fall asleep last night. And then I got up at 3:30, and then by the time I took to the airport and I came home, I maybe got another half hour of sleep, and then I got up and went to work. So the whole day I've been I can't I can't talk. So it was a great day to do a podcast.
I am so sorry, Jason.
No, it's not your fault.
That sucks.
I had higher hopes for myself. English is my first language, God. So.
Yeah. I was struggling, too, with the words today, and I was like, I'm like, what's wrong with me?
No.
Get the words out.
So, thanks, everyone. No. I'm gonna go take a nap.
On that note, Tracy has to go to bed, guys. She hasn't slept in 48 hours.
Oh my gosh.
So thank you guys so much for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.